Almost a month into the war, we wanted to find out how Palestinians and Israelis feel about the conflict and how their attitudes have changed since fighting began in early July. So we've called two respected pollsters in the region. Camille Fuchs runs the Department of Statistics and Operations Research at Tel Aviv University. Khalil Shikaki directs the Palestinian Center for Policy and Survey Research in Ramallah. He spoke with us from the West Bank on a spotty Skype line, so we apologize, he's a bit hard to hear. We began talking about the question of a ceasefire. Fuchs said most Israelis do not support a ceasefire, at least right now.
At the beginning of this war campaign, the stated objective was to stop the rockets which come from Gaza. But now the stated objective is to destroy the tunnels which come from Gaza to Israel. So I don't think that it's going to be a majority who would support ceasefire now.
And Professor Shikaki, there are obviously greater challenges polling people in Gaza than in Israel. How much can you tell us about Palestinian attitudes and what Palestinian people want? Do they support a ceasefire?
Well, I do believe they support a ceasefire, but I think they would want one that would also end the siege. Most Palestinians have been complaining about the blockade and the siege over Gaza for years now, and it is very clear at the moment that the Egyptian ideas of a unconditional ceasefire are unacceptable.
Let's talk a bit about the impact of the fighting on political leaders. When you look at public attitudes toward Hamas, has this conflict helped or hurt them among Palestinians?
Well, there is absolutely no doubt that every time there's a confrontation between Hamas and Israel, Hamas wins public support. It's a very emotional reaction that, however, dissipates over time. So in 6 months, the increase that we see in public support for Hamas gradually ends, and we begin to see support for Hamas going back to the same levels as before the confrontation started. As far as Abbas is concerned,
Mahmoud Abbas, the leader of the Palestinian Authority.
Yes. His Fatah political party loses public support during and immediately after such a confrontation.
So, Professor Shikaki, you're saying that this has been good for Hamas, but it might be a short-lived boost for them. Professor Fuchs, what about Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu?
That's exactly the same. For the moment, the support for Netanyahu is increasing, and we see that all the time. And after a while, if the end of the war is not going to end with a victory picture, whatever it is that going to be considered, then the support for the leader is going to decrease. But for the moment, Netanyahu is clearly ahead.
When I was in Israel a couple of weeks ago covering this conflict, my sense of it was that the fighting has made people more polarized, more extremist, more entrenched. Does that play out in your research? Do you see evidence of that?
Every time there is an Israeli-Palestinian confrontation, we see attitudes of Palestinians converging. The focus becomes more on the mutual feeling of anger and frustration with the situation, rather than blaming one side or the other. The blame game does come later, however, after the ceasefire.
And Professor Fuchs?
Yes, I believe that it's the same happens here. I think that also the Israelis are more together to support the war. However, the distinction between those who support and those who don't support, it is now more vocal than it was before. But the great majority of them do support the war.
So, Professor Shikaki, the hopes for a long-term resolution to the Palestinian-Israeli conflict did not exactly seem within reach before this all began. But when this ultimately ends, I wonder whether you think people will be more or less prepared to reach that kind of a long-term resolution and make the sacrifices that would require.
There is a negative correlation between heightened threat perception and willingness to compromise among the public.
You're saying conflict makes a long-term resolution harder to achieve?
Yes. The conflict, because it increases threat perception, reduces people's willingness to compromise. However, threat perception dissipates over time. There is absolutely no doubt that the immediate impact of a conflict is to make people more entrenched and less willing to show compromise.
That's Professor Khalil Shakaki of the Palestinian Center for Policy and Survey Research in Ramallah, and Professor Camille Fuchs of the Department of Statistics and Operations Research in Tel Aviv. Thanks to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.